Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. This beautiful advertisement of the blood-bought's future is all part of the blessed hope that's in the saving blood of Christ Jesus, God's only begotten Son. Revelation 22, verse 3 speaks of this glorious eternal life and states, And there shall be no more curse. What a marvelous day that will be. Access to this blessed hope is only achieved by faith in Christ Jesus. There is no other way. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In John 3:3, Jesus Christ makes it very clear that the access point begins at a place he calls born again. The passage reads, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Have you been born again? Will today be the day all your sins and shame are washed away and all your bondage is broken? Will today be your day of salvation? Are you ready to be set free from this world's bondages and to begin an all-new and exciting life in Christ, a life that lasts forever? Click on the Further with Jesus now, right now, for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God, a kingdom that lasts forever. Now for today's subject. God said, Matthew chapter 6, 22 and 23, The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? God said, Isaiah 58, verse 8, Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. God said, Psalms 119, 130, The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. God said, Colossians 1, 12 through 13, Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Man said, Unlearned and easily led Christians believe the Bible. Those who take it literally are idiots. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 884 that will once again certify the staggering inerrancy of God's holy book. All of these marvelous features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the building up of the faith and as bait for the fishers of men. Be sure to take advantage of these powerful features. One, you have questions, God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so easy. Number three, imagine you can download nearly 335 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Thank you for coming today. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. The Word of God is so amazingly inerrant and, yes, literal, always literal, literal physical or literal spiritual. The switch to flip is obvious to the redeemed. This is the final feature in the two-part series titled Amazing Light. We're picking up the intro from feature one. When you approach the Word of God by faith and with your ear bowed down to the ground, the revelation opens and marvelous, beautiful insights, insights for living that extend all the way into eternity, are revealed. When one approaches the Word of God in unbelief, the book cannot be opened. The late Carl Sagan wondered, if the Bible is the word of a supernatural creator God, why isn't there something profound declared in Genesis, his very first book? Those of childlike faith scratched their heads in bewilderment. The book was closed to Mr. Sagan and those of his ilk, but to the redeemed, it is the fount of all knowledge. Regarding revelation, the approach is absolutely everything. When one finds strange words and strange combinations of words in the Bible, a mystery is there to unfold. Things penned thousands of years ago that when written seem strange and even impossible are now common knowledge or considered in the highest levels of concourse as credible options. Concepts such as a beginning and a paradise, a first man and first woman, Adam's rib, giants, water coming down from the sky, Noah's flood, and marine fossils on every mountain peak, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, tearing space and sky rolling back like a scroll, space cities, and a new Jerusalem, 1,500 miles cubical, being conveyed to the new earth through space, and even immortality. Concepts, all at one time rejected out of hand, are now proven true or are considered certainly plausible. God's Word is true and righteous altogether. This is the final installment in a short series addressing a strange combination of words that will boggle the mind. Every concept you will see is deep and wide and not to be approached lightly. Speed reading and casual listening will not do. Meditate on the Word of God and allow the Holy Ghost to take you places. Several weeks ago, God Said, Man Said reported that scientists in the last couple of decades have concluded that all physical matter is a product of energy. The Earth's energy source is the sun, photons, and light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 declares that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is the source of all light and therefore all energy. Scientists now theorize that in the next few decades, the energy that creates all matter will be discovered to itself be created by knowledge and understanding. Note, energy, the source of all physical things, will be discovered to be a product of knowledge and understanding. Consider Proverbs 3:19. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. God does not do magic. He literally creates all things with his words of knowledge and understanding. Keep in mind John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word of God is a person. All things are created by God with words. Psalms 33:4-6, and verse 9. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood still. God creates all things by Christ Jesus, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, and Christ's name is the Word of God, Revelation 19:13. Everything is made of the words of God, the earth and its universe and everything in it, even your DNA, which has a four-letter alphabet housing the instructions for life in words, sentence, paragraphs, and volumes. How literal, then, is Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Watch how these words of knowledge and understanding create and transform everything. Psalms 119, 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Note, entrance of words giveth light. Science recently discovered that words can be converted to light. Are you still looking for literal? A short excerpt from the God Said, Man Said feature, The Mystery of a Body Filled with Light, Part 2, follows. God gives to His children the amazing ability to harness the power of His creation words and to convert them into light in every cell of the body and every one of nearly 100 trillion cells. God speaks of an internal light, one that can fill the body, a light that generates health and life. The skeptics mock such concepts and lift them up as examples of the ineptness of the Bible. Could Jesus be speaking accurately in Luke 11:34 through 36? The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. The principle of a single eye is an eye fixed upon Jesus Christ, the true light, and Him alone. When this is accomplished, the Bible says the whole body will be filled with light. How marvelously and literally true is the Word of God. The Bible says the entrance of thy words, the Word of God, enters the mind and heart and illuminates the whole body one cell at a time. The interaction of words and light at the cellular level is truly staggering. End of quote. We are made in the image and likeness of God, mentally and spiritually designed by God to harness the power of His words entering our being with the ability to transform those words into light, light that enters the approximate 100 trillion cells in the human body. Microbiology reports that the body's cells are equipped with a very sophisticated laser system and communicate with other cells via light. How literal? The headline in the January 2018 issue of Scientific American's Next Frontiers reads, Defeating Diseases with Energy. The subhead reads, The cell's mitochondria generate 90% of a body's energy. Could scientists harness that power to fight disease and perhaps even aging? The following excerpt is from that article. The potential energy within a cell is about 0.2 volts. But add all those cells up, and the potential energy within a human body is roughly equivalent to a lightning bolt. End of quote. When our eyes are solely fixed upon Jesus Christ, the Word of God, our godlike brains convert those words into light and fill the cells of the body. John chapter 1, verse 4 speaks of Jesus. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Recap. Strange combinations of words in the Bible is a sign to stop and listen. A mystery will unfold. Scientists conclude all physical matter is a product of energy. Earth's energy source is the sun. God is light. Scientific theoreticians believe they will soon discover that energy is created by words of knowledge and understanding. God created all things with His words of knowledge and understanding. Everything is made of God's words. Words can be converted to light. The entrance of God's words giveth light. An eye fixed solely on God's Word, Jesus Christ, will fill the body with light, literally. We have a God-like brain that is designed to receive the words of God and convert them to light, energy, and the body's cells. Scientific American states the potential energy within a cell is about 0.2 volts. But add all those cells up, and the potential energy within a human body is roughly equivalent to a lightning bolt. Looking for literal? We can maximize our light power by fixing a single eye on Jesus Christ, the Word of God. This amazing light concept pervades all of Scripture. Looking for literal, consider the angel of the Lord at Jesus' tomb, Matthew 28, 2 and 3. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. Jesus speaks in Luke 10, 18 concerning the devil. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. God said, Matthew chapter 6, 22 through 23, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? God said, Isaiah 58, 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. God said, Psalms 119, 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. He giveth understanding unto the simple. God said, Colossians 1, 12 and 13, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Man said, unlearned and easily led Christians believe the Bible. Those that take it literally are idiots. Now you have the record.